The bill passed the House, and now all that's left is for Governor Rick Scott to ink his okay, a move that's without much question since the governor has already come out in support of the bill. Here's Scott just after the House vote.
Students, they grew up in this state. We're not getting in-state tuition like their peers. That was wrong, and we did the right thing. So it's an exciting day.
Earlier in the session, the measure had appeared doomed for failure when Republican Senator Joe Negron removed the bill from his committee's agenda, and Senate President Don Gates not only declined to intervene on the proposal's behalf, but said he'd vote against it if it reached the floor. Despite that, the Senate got a chance to vote on the bill by taking up the measure from the House. Gates says that's just part of how the process works.
The Senate acted without objection to say they wanted to have a debate on a bill that is sent over from the House in messages. The bill was not withdrawn from the Appropriations Committee. Instead, the Senate did what it does from time to time, what the House does from time to time, and that's take up a message from the other chamber. And so in both cases, the processes and rules of the Senate worked, and the will of the majority was respected.
The Senate passed the measure with a 26-13 vote, then sent it back to the House for a second look Friday, where lawmakers made suggestions for a few more changes. Melbourne Beach Republican Representative John Tobias suggested an amendment that would require undocumented students to meet several benchmarks before getting approved for an in-state tuition price. Tobias says they're patterned after stipulations listed in another bill that passed Thursday that would let an undocumented immigrant practice law.
So what this amendment does is quite simply ask or force those undocumented individuals that are male and of age 18, like the American citizens that and the Floridians that are members of the or join the Selective Service, to they themselves join the Selective Service, sign up and be ready to prepared to fight for their country.
And Orlando Democratic Representative Randolph Breezy proposed an amendment that would help undocumented students get driver's licenses. The chamber passed a similar bill last session, saying for most students, driving a car is a necessary part of getting an education and a job. But that measure never became law. Now, Coral Springs Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz says it makes sense to give the proposal another chance.
Look, the last day, bills go back and forth on the halls. Bills get better. It's very early in the day. We're going to be here very late. I think there's plenty of time to make this bill better. Don't make them take the bus.
But others, like Miami Democratic Representative Daphne Campbell, worried changes on the last day, no matter how good the changes might be, could derail the entire measure.
Now you bring an amendment to bring it back and forth, and today's the last day. Vote no on this amendment, and all of us press your green, your red button, and send a message to these kids who are sitting here and who've been here for 2 months. This is not a game. This is very serious, members.
Both amendments failed. The measure passed with an 84-32 vote. It heads next to the governor for final approval. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.